Walker Rintoul, our next guest, on vacation, but pleased to join him anyway. He is Canucks assistant coach Nolan Baumgartner on the program with Walker and Rintoul. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well. Have you been able to wipe the permagrin off your face since free agency?
No, it's still there. I was pretty happy that day with when I saw what was coming over the wire. So, I think that we got better that day, and our whole organization, I think, is pretty happy.
It's funny. I think fans and media, we look at signings and we think about, you know, value and salary cap and, oh, what happens 3, 5, 7 years down the road? And coaches like you, and we talked to Travis Green at the draft as well, you're so in the moment and you're so about, who's going to give our team the best chance to win. In that sense, how much better did your team get, your blue line get?
Well, I think it went up a couple notches. I just think that we got some guys now that are going to stabilize our blue line back there. We've got some guys that can defend, big guys, so guys that have some grit. We got some leadership, and I think that's just going to pay off as the season wears on. And you're right. As coaches, we think about how are we going to win the game tomorrow? Who's going to give us the best chance? And I think that we added three guys that are going to help in that area.
Before we get into the specifics of those players, Nolan Baumgartner, Canucks assistant coach, joining us here on Sportsnet 650. You mentioned getting bigger on the back end. It's a different game now. It's a puck-moving game. It's a fast game. And a lot of us talk about how size doesn't matter as much. How much does size matter in the defensive zone, in your opinion?
Well, I think that as a defenseman nowadays, I know you want to be able to skate the puck and move around, but I think a little bit of size and strength goes a long way too. I mean, guys are a lot stronger. The forwards, there's some big men out there in the league, and I think you have a little bit of an advantage when you're a defenseman and you got a little bit of strength and size to deal with those guys. And we did that. We addressed that a little bit there on free agency day, and it's going to be fun to see how these guys go. I know we look better on paper, but it's always what happens on the ice.
The term load management has kind of been a hot button word in sports right now. I think we saw it especially with the Raptors and Kawhi Leonard. You have a couple of guys, Alex Edler, Chris Tanev, that are really good defensemen, as you know, but are have been banged up. It's tough for these guys to play whole seasons. With a little more depth, does it give you the ability to manage situations and manage minutes, especially for Tanev? Do you have a different approach to him next year?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely going to help those two guys out. We brought some guys in that can play a little bit higher minutes. Obviously, with Tyler, he's going to be able to carry some big minutes for us. And I think Jordy can get up there too. I know he plays about 18 minutes a night, but he'll be maybe stretches where he's got to play the 20, 21 minutes a night. And, let's not then take some of those hard minutes off of Tanev and Edler. And maybe that preserves them next year, and maybe they make it through the whole year healthy. I know it's been a little bit bad luck for Chris the last couple of years, but, obviously he comes into the season in great shape and looking forward to not getting hurt. And I think that's what he's going to do this year. That's his mindset.
A lot of speculation that he would be paired with Quinn Hughes to start the year. What about Chris Tanev's game lends itself to mentoring a young defenseman?
Well, as you guys know, Chris he's exceptional in the defensive end. And I think with Quinn, he's going to have his ups and downs next year. And I think if that's the pairing we go with, I think that he's going to be able to, just to stabilize him a little bit, be there when he does make those mistakes, because he is that high-end, high-octane guy that can skate the puck. But sometimes, that's not going to work out, and Chris will be there for him. So he's a quiet guy, but he's a leader when it comes to just having to talk to a guy one-on-one, and he can sit down with Quinn. And I think Quinn's going to have a good year with him, just being able to watch him night in and night out.
You know how it is. The season's going to come, and you know, Pettersson just won the Calder, and Besser was a finalist the year before, and people are already talking about how Quinn Hughes could be a Calder finalist or winner this year. It's a really tough position to break in. That's what made Rasmus Dahlin and Heiskanen in Dallas so impressive last year. What are reasonable expectations for the impact that Quinn Hughes can have on your hockey club, Nolan?
Well, I think we have to keep them, low at this point. I know it was exciting when he came in last year, and he's going to be right off the hop too. But there's going to be those times when he's going to go through some tough times. But yeah, I think Quinn can handle it mentally. I think he's ready for that. He's a pretty mature kid from what I've seen, just being around him there for the last couple of weeks of the season. Really eager to learn, very coachable. After that, the first couple months, and let's see, get his feet wet and get used to the league playing night in and night out. That's the toughest part. I think, Petey could probably attest to that, being, at the end of the year, ran out of gas a little bit because it's a tough league to play in. So I think Quinn's been, subject to that a little bit. His dad is a good hockey man and has been talking to him. And I think that, as the season goes on, he's going to be ready to take those steps, and hopefully he's real good for us, which I think he's going to be.
Nolan Baumgartner joining us here on Sportsnet 650. As you know, the opinion of Tyler Myers and what he is right now in his career, it's wide-ranging in this market. What do you believe you have in Tyler Myers?
Well, I think we, first and foremost, we have a leader. He wants to be the guy. I know that I know what everybody's talking about, but he played behind a couple guys there in Winnipeg. But I think he's a lot better defensively than he's shown in the past a little bit. He can defend. He's got a real good stick, I think. I watched some video on him, quite a bit of video, and my opinion's a little bit different than some other people. But first and foremost, we have a leader, a guy that's going to step into our room. He's not going to take over, but he's going to be another guy that I think some of our young guys can lean on. He's been around a long time, and for me, he wants to be that guy, and I love that.
It's interesting. The D has not been where people want it to be or where the team needs it to be the last few years, and Alex Edler was still this horseback there, but he's almost been underrated a little bit by the fan base, I think, because the Canucks have been a lottery team for 4 years. He signs, and everyone was haggling over how many years it was going to be, but he's under contract again. How important is it to have that guy back, where so many people were kind of preparing themselves, Nolan, for life without him?
Well, I think it's very important for our team. And again, he's a big part of the Canuck culture. He's been here the whole time. And he wants to be in Vancouver. And again, he's a big piece in our room. He's a leader. He's a guy that young guys can lean on. He works on and off the ice. He's just a classic and perfect example of what a hockey player is. Has a ton of heart, plays through injuries. Some people, I know they don't know what goes on throughout the year, but Alex is as tough as they come. He plays through a ton of injuries throughout the year when he can just be out there, and he gives it his all, and I think that's something that's real good for not only our young guys, but even our older guys that have just came in, to see that type of player and what he does.
Jordy Benn got a big thumbs up from the market, but it didn't get talked about as much because of the Tyler Myers splash on day one of free agency. How much flexibility does Jordy Benn give you on the back end?
Well, he gives us a lot. Again, I watched a lot of video on Jordy. I know when these names are coming up, we had to go study them. And the good thing with him is that he can play both sides. And I think that's a huge advantage when you're a defenseman, especially when, there's going to be nights when somebody's not playing good, it's not going right. Those nights happen. And we can maybe switch him over to the other side and he plays some there, or somebody's underperforming and they have to come out of the lineup. It's just not given to – that's the way we work. It's just not given to you. Your ice time, you got to earn it. So he can fill in on those sides. So he gives us a great deal of versatility on the back end.
Hey, layman question here, because I've always wondered this as well, and I think a lot of fans fall in the same category. We do talk about playing sides, and at that level, how difficult is that, Nolan, to play both? I mean, so many of us are just so used to, you know, you play rec or pick up and you say, yeah, whatever, I don't care, I'll play either side. There's no difference.
Right.
How hard is it at that level to make the switch?
Well, it's extremely tough, especially at the NHL level. It's real hard to play on your offside as a defenseman. You're just not used to being over there. You get on your backhand a lot. I'm just talking as being a right-hand defenseman and being on the left. You know, you're always having to go up the wall a lot unless you can just, you know, you have to learn how to receive a pass from your partner, look up the ice right away, get the puck moving. But, you know, some guys can't do it. You get stuck on their backhand a lot. Guys force it. Smart forecheckers force a guy on his offside to get on his backhand. You got to punch it up the wall all the time. You're not making passes. So it's a tough thing to do. And, you know, but it's good to have a guy on your back end that can do it and do it well.
We pride ourselves on our versatility as well. Walker tells everybody he can talk out both sides of his mouth.
Yeah,
he's really great at it.
I actually seen that.
Yeah.
Hey, I just I missed before I got on. Were you guys talking about Kawhi? Where's he going?
We don't know yet.
Probably to the bathroom right now. But I'll flip on one of the news channels and I'll be able to see because of the way he's being covered.
We'll find out. We'll find out as soon as it happens. I know that it's being covered. I kind of think he stays.
Yeah, I was leaning that way too. You guys must be amazed as well as I am is that he's kept it this quiet. Like nobody knows, which is crazy to me with the social media and how everything's reported nowadays that nobody actually has a clue where he's going.
See, this is where I would disagree with you because this is the one guy that it doesn't surprise me. He is so secretive. If a guy could go what he went through in San Antonio and just keep it out of the news and keep it to himself, this doesn't surprise me one bit. He's the most private athlete I've seen in a very long time.
Which is refreshing. I think it's great that nobody knows where he's going and he's kept it close to the vest. So it's going to be interesting. I know that being down here in California, there's a big push for him to be here either with the Lakers or the Clippers. So there's billboards all over down here, which is kind of funny to see. So I guess I'll be celebrating if he comes down here, but I hope he stays with Toronto.
You wish all your players were as quiet on social media as Kawhi is.
Yeah, exactly. I wish none of them had accounts.
Hey, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your vacation.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Bomber.
Sportsnet 650.